Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
What about them Titans, yo?
Attack on Titans.
Hey, it's Angelo.
Hey, Ron Flakes here.
And it's Sonya. And this is Usapan Retro,
the podcast that no one asked for and that no one wants.
So if you're into video games, toys, anime, comics, Pinoy pop culture, and all that other fun geeky stuff,
then this is the podcast for you.
That was too close. You were almost a Jill sandwich.
Welcome to Usapan Retro, the number one nerd talk show for titas and titos on Kumu, and we're number one. Why, Sonya?
Because we are the only one.
The one and only, so we're number one by default. This is Usapan Retro. You're watching us live on Kumu right now, but this is also a live podcast recording with Podcast Network Asia. Be sure to catch our podcast on Spotify. We upload Saturday, Sunday, Monday, around those times, whenever I don't forget to do it. But actually, I pre-scheduled it for a Monday release because we actually had better numbers when we released on a Monday. So yeah, be sure to check out the podcast, and be sure to check out our YouTubes if you guys missed anything. But yo, hanging out with my co-host, the lovely Sonya Smith, and
what is crack-a-lackin'?
the potato flakes.
Come on,
potato flakes, dude. And we got a special guest, Aris, in the house. Flakes.
Hi,
hey, look at Aris.
Hey, Aris.
How are you?
Okay,
I was supposed to do a Joe JP here.
Yeah, Aris, can you tell everyone who you are and why you're on the show right now?
Yeah.
Hi, I am Aris. I'm a nerd also. I love watching animes. I love playing video games and a lot of sports. I was supposed to do OJT here, but Sir Angelo found out that I'm also an Attack on Titan fan, so he asked me to join the live stream. So let's do this.
Yes, Aris is manning the cameras. At the same time, he's also co-hosting. Yo, shout outs to all our regulars in the house. We have a Green Archer Boy. We have Green Archer Boy just in. Ray's, Darkseid, Eula, Nadine Elise. Annette is, I think, joining us for the first time. But thank you, guys. Mm-hmm. But check this out. We created a community. We created a community on Kumu. So I'm going to, if you guys check out our Facebook page, I'm going to post the QR code to get into our community. And we're going to be doing some fun stuff on that. So Mike Unson's in the house!
Yay!
Mike Unson is in the house.
Welcome,
also a faithful watcher. Yeah. Yeah. So I guess you guys don't know what today's topic is. We were talking about AOT, Attack on Titan. I got my baby Rangers right here. But before we kick it off, let's go. Let's kick it off with our level one nerd news. We're going to be talking about E3, Sonya. What did you catch at E3 that made you super excited?
I actually caught a few predictions and whatnot, but like, something about Elden Ring, I absolutely love.
Wow.
RPG sort of adventure type fantasy games. And Elden Ring caught my eye because one of the writers, it's a collab with J.R.R.
Wow.
I was gonna say Tolkien.
Tolkien?
Martin. Tolkien?
Oh my God. George R.R. Martin. George R.R. Martin.
George R.R. J.R.R. Tolkien. So I'm like, I got so confused. George R.R. Martin. Yes. So it looks pretty cool. It looks really kind of dark and heavy for a fantasy. So I don't know. I don't know if you guys would be
Did you just say actually, dark and heavy fantasy?
No.
Did I say that?
No. Yeah, you just said you had a dark and heavy fantasy about George R. R. Martin.
No.
No, that's what oh my God. I quit.
That's all I heard. It's the internet. It's the internet in the Philippines. I'm sorry. That's all I heard.
Yes, Rexy's right. It's George R.R. Martin and the Dark Souls team. That's exactly what it is.
Ooh.
So Dark Souls is
pretty intense. It looks
that's why it's
intense.
Dark.
Yeah, the Dark Souls is like those video games that I could never beat, and they just like I smashed so many PlayStation controllers because of that damn game. Yeah,
I was just going to say.
And now they're going to combine it with they're gonna combine it with George R. R. Martin, the writer of Game of Thrones and
Game of Thrones,
A Song of Dance and Fire. That's interesting. That sounds very fire.
Get good. Yeah, this looks like a game that I'm gonna pick up, play for like maybe an hour or two, and then like get really frustrated and then never play again.
I'm done. Yeah. I'm gonna play mobile games again.
I know, right?
I want to get to Ron now because he's a floating potato thing. Ron, what's your E3 update? What are you excited for about E3?
Camote. Actually, I just got a couple of games on the radar. No? So these are upcoming games. Who are familiar with Horizon Zero Dawn? So there's a gameplay that just released. I've seen
How do we make your face bigger? Ari, I think we got to make Ron's face bigger. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. All right, go.
Hi, guys.
Right, he winked. He winked at me.
The king. The king potato.
I'm the spotlight. Might as well. So, ang title niya is The Forbidden West. I've seen the gameplay. I guess about 20 minutes or so. Ang ganda. So, but the problem is... Focus, guys.
Potato flakes. Okay,
you can call me a Coach Potato. Anyway, yeah, the footage is sobrang ganda niya, but the problem is wala pang actual release date, so I'm hoping sana end of this year. And aside from those, meron na siyang gameplay. Aside from that game, other games on the lineup is a Dragon Quest 3 Remake. Angelo might like this. Meron siyang Octopath, parang HD 2D approach if you played Octopath sa Switch. So ganun yung magiging feel niya. So parang 2.5 3D, something like that. And also we have Dragon Quest 12, but yung logo lang ang pinakita, so I haven't seen the gameplay yet. But really, again, as Anya said, dark siya ngayon. Usually, ang Dragon Quest is parang bright and parang kiddie vibes, ganyan. This one's really dark. Super serious type, parang ganyan. And we have Dying Light 2. December 7 this year. Dying Light 2. It's at least ito, may meron siyang release date. And E3 is just starting and marami na the promising games.
Nice.
Yeah. Later this year, guys. Watch out for this game.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's my level one.
How about you, Aris? Have you been keeping up with the Have you been keeping up with the E3 news, Aris? What games are you guys excited? What games are you excited for?
I saw the yung sinasabi ni sir Aloy. Sorry, what's the title again? Sorry.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Horizon Zero Dawn. Actually, I just started playing the first part. At sobrang ganda niya kasi open world. Mahilig ako sa mga games sa mga heroines eh. So nice, from Lara Croft to Claire Redfield. So ganun yung mga games. So sobrang ganda kasi open world. Tapos mga robot yung kalaban. Ang ganda.
Galing, no?
Yeah, I'm so excited because Horizon Zero Dawn was one of my favorite video games when it first came out. I think it was like that and like Zelda Breath of the Wild were like my one and two for what year was that? Like 2019, I think, or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so good. But like those were like I'm a huge fan. Yeah, I actually gave Rexy my copy of of Horizon Zero Dawn on PS. Oh. Yeah, but I don't think he's ever played it. Because Rexy's more of a JRPG guy. But Rexy, you gotta play it. It's a really good game.
That's the problem. Commitment, right?
Yeah, it's actually a really good game. Like, and then PS4 or the PlayStation Store, they gave it for free recently, right? They gave it away for free. Yeah. And I downloaded it. Yeah, they gave it away the whole thing. It was like the complete edition. So I downloaded the PS4 Horizon Zero Dawn and I started playing again. Then I got hooked I'm halfway through the game, but then I was just like, I was just like, what the hell am I doing with my life? I already beat this damn game. Why am I playing this again? So I switched my life up to try to finish another game, The Ghost of Tsushima. And I'm almost done with that game. Yeah, I'm almost done with that game. But here's my E3 update. I don't care about any of the new games because I still have a backlog of games I gotta finish. So as soon as I finish this stupid Ghost of Tsushima, all I do is just running around and just slashing people. Now I'm just trying to finish the main storyline. I'm on the last part of the island, and I'm hoping to finish this thing soon. Yeah, Darkseid loves the game. Ghost of Tsushima is a great game. Thank you, Eli. Thank you for joining us, Eli. But the game I really want, the reason why I want to beat this stupid game is I really want to get to, I forgot the name of it, and so I wrote it down. I really want to get to Mass Effect Trilogy Legendary Edition. Yes, that's the game I really want to beat, because I played the first one, but not all the way through. I played some of the third one, but I'd never played the whole thing through. And everybody keeps on talking about how it's like, you know, it's like the greatest thing. Everyone says it's like the greatest thing invented since sliced bread, right? So I really want to know what the hype is about. So I have no E3 updates, is what I'm saying. I just want to play through the games I'm playing through right now and get to the Mass Effect Legendary Edition so I could waste another, what is that, about 30 hours per game, another 90 hours of my life on watching TV. That's basically
that's the dilemma.
That is the dilemma.
Actually, Sir Angelo, the controls of Tomb Raider and Horizon are the same, even the system and how you do the upgrade. Yes, oh, cool. It's the same.
Okay. Cool.
I play Tomb Raider then, since I don't have to get. So, like, this thing that was messing me up because of Ghost of Tsushima, right? The action button is the R2, and every other game is kind of like the triangle where you like jump on horses and you know you do stuff. So, like, I was getting messed up switching between Tsushima and Event Horizon. Mm-hmm. But if Tomb Raider is the same, I'll probably play Tomb Raider and Tomb Raider and not Horizon. Event Horizon.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, nerds? It's Sonya from Usapan Retro. Thanks for sticking around, but we gotta take a quick break. Let's hear about some of the other podcasts from Podcast Network Asia. We'll be right back.
Hey, Joenrica here. Are you enjoying this episode? Hope you can also check out our podcast where we talk about a bunch of stuff that we're currently into, our topic of the day, and we can also answer questions from you. Anything goes.
Anything Goes with Joe and Rika is available wherever you listen to podcasts, powered by Podcast Network Asia. Check us out after listening to this one.
If anybody has anything else they wanted to talk about with E3, please comment in the comment box. Let us know what you're excited about. But actually, don't do that, because we're moving on to, to level two. What about them Titans, yo?
What about them Titans?
Attack on Titans.
Yeah,
Attack
man.
On Titan. Darkseid said he wants to see Virtua Fighter 5, but we moved on. We're already on Attack on Titan. What about them Titans, Joe?
Virtua Titans.
So the reason of Virtua Titans. So the reason why Aries is on this show is we were setting up for our stream, and Sonya and Ron and I were like, "What the hell are we going to talk about? We don't know. We haven't watched Attack on Titan in years.
We're fans.
But we haven't watched it in years." And then Aries was like, "Yeah, you should talk about this. You should talk about that. You should talk about this." And then I'm just like, "Yo, Aries, like, you know what? You're going in front of the camera and you're going to tell us about this show. Aries, make yourself the big screen. And why don't you give us a background on what Attack on Titan is?"
Actually, see, Attack on Titan, it's a
make
war
yourself
between...
the big screen muna eh. Gusto ko para maganda sa YouTube.
Go on spotlight.
Editing.
Yeah.
So spotlight ka. Akyat.
Akyat. Adjust. Babaho.
It's a war between two races, the Marleyan and the Eldian. So, yung Eldians, sila yung parang mga higher race, tapos galit sila sa mga Marleyans because they consider it as the evil race, because from their history, parang pinatay nila yung mga parents nila and the kids. So, medyo ganon. So, it's like yung mga Marleyans, naka-stay sila on one island. Then, yung Eldians, on a separate island. And naka-enclose into different walls itong mga Marleyans.
Spoiler ba to, Aris? Kasi alam mo, I only seen up to season 2.
No, not really.
This is like a history, a background.
Yeah.
Okay, AOT history. Sige.
Yeah. Each wall, yung area ng Marleyans, parang may tatlong wall, parang Wall of Rose, Wall of
Maria.
Maria, ganon. So parang per level, may mga groups sila na dito yung nakatira yung mga medyo elites and dito yung mga ordinary masses. So somehow medyo ganon. So when the pilot started, parang these guys na nasa loob ng wall, they haven't seen any Titan on their lives yet, but they know about the story. They know about them.
100 years.
Yeah, for 100 years. So what happened is, eventually, itong mga Eldians, so nagpadala sila ng mga elite soldiers nila. Pero on pilot episode, you don't get to know that yet. Parang biglang may atake sila si Colossal Titan. So it's even higher than the wall na, yung pinaka-outer wall nila. So, yun, the creation ng hole para makapasok siya inside the wall of the Barlians. So, yun, that's the, how the story started. Nag-attack yung mga Titan inside, it caused the onslaught, and then eventually, yung tatlong bida dito, si Eren, si Mikasa, and si the yellow hair, Armin, yeah.
Van Buren.
Yeah, magkababata sila, tapos they sila yung nakakita dun sa pagpasok ng mga Titans. Kasi they were there nung sinipan ng close of Titan yung wall. So it created chaos. Then eventually, bakit ka mauhook dito sa anime na to? Pilot episode pa lang, kinain ng Titan yung nanay.
Spoiler! Pero yeah, okay. That's the episode.
Take a moment. I just want to give a shout out to Mommy Len and
Hi,
Elle.
Mommy
because Len. Because they actually left their stream and came to join our stream. So thank you guys so much for joining us.
Guys.
Yeah. So I hope you guys are into, they're kind of like the mom squad on Kumu, but I hope you guys are into nerdy Attack on Titan. There is annoyed, but there is like, you know, the motivation of, it was Eren, right? Was to protect his mom, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so there was that until, you know, this Titan with his butt all hanging out.
Butt naked Titans. They look like toddlers, like drunk toddlers.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's talk about the anime. To be honest, I've only seen season one and season two. And the only reason why I know about season one and season two is because it's dubbed in English, right? I know there's season three, but I have to read subtitles. And I hate reading subtitles. Whatever. You would say I'm not a purist. I don't care. I just don't like reading subtitles. But season one and season two are great. I really liked it. I really want to find out what's happening at season three and season four are even better.
Okay,
I might have to read subtitles then. Nice. I might have to read subtitles then. Bronflix, where are you at with the anime? Where did you leave off?
Actually, I've watched the latest. I'm there. Pero to be honest, because there's a pause. After watching seasons 1, 2, 3, and then I paused, and then I continue ako. If not, na nakalimutan mo na yung previous stories, you'll be lost. Actually, there's a lot. Lots of things are happening, so you might as well go back or maybe watch a summary if there's something sa YouTube. That would help. Pero you, watching it right now after a hiatus, you'll get lost, man. I mean, I'd suggest
you watch it. So I have to watch season one and two?
Yeah. Or even a summary, maybe.
Just a recap.
Recap, probably somewhere on YouTube. Maybe
because on season three, Sir Angelo, it's more of a talkies episodes. So medyo political yung dating because eto na explain na on how it started. So you need to watch talaga. You need to understand, especially season 2, who are these characters? Why are they talking about this? Bakit magkapangalan yung ganito? So you have to see season 1 and 2 again.
Okay. One thing I never understood is, what are these guys? Are they Japanese? Are they Germans? What are they?
Right? That was my question too, because they have like very European names.
Yeah.
And like the towns that they live in, the clothes they wear is very European, like super European vibes. See Armin van Buren.
Let us know what your favorite things about Titan, because I don't know much about Titan other than I like the first two seasons, and I don't get it because if you look at my thing right here, what's up? Look at these people right here, dude. Look at their swords, dude. Look at their swords, right?
Their gear is super cool.
Yeah,
but
OVM look, gear.
Yeah, but doesn't it look like what you call it? It's X-Acto knives. I don't know if you guys know X-Acto knives. You know the little razors where you cut it and you snap it off. But that's what it is.
That's called.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see if I can find it for you guys.
Those blades.
Yeah, so they look like they're running around with X-Acto knives and
it actually looks like a cutter.
Yeah, like a cutter, right?
Yeah, it gets dull every time you slash a Titan. It gets dull. So they need to remove the
That's
the same.
That's their sword, huh? They know.
It is the same.
Right there, there's the perforated.
Yeah.
No, that's it. That's the technology of the Titan.
Low budget troops. Don't have budget already.
Budget, yeah.
All right.
Just use the cutter.
let's talk about your titaness.
My titaness. I have not seen. I'm with you. I'm with you. Like, I haven't seen the series since it came out. What, 2, 5, 6 years ago? And there's a reason for it. Like, honestly, this is one of the most intense animes out there right now, because there's so much gore and there's so much, like, it's not just the gore though. The gore is amazing. But there's just so much happening in the story. Like, it's hard. It's like, man, it just brings on the anxiety. Like, it's just like, you're at the edge of your seat. Like, it will bring on a panic attack. This is not for the faint of heart, honestly. I am not the same person I was 6 years ago. So I get stressed really, really easily, which is why I have not been able to bring myself to watch season 3 yet. Because, number one, I tried to watch the recap of season 2. I got lost. I'm like, why don't I remember any of this? Yeah. And 2, I'm just not ready for an anxiety attack. So I'm just kind of like chilling right now on it. Yeah. But I'm actually curious about the video games. I actually did not know. I think Mike Unson mentioned that he has a Game Boy game of, Attack on Titan. Yeah.
So they've come out. Game? No,
there's a Game Boy game or something.
Let's fact check that.
But
I saw him. A VR game.
There's
a VR game for Attack on Titan.
Yeah, but they came out with, like, I think on the DS, 3DS, and then, like, they came out with mobile games at that. But I actually tried to look for them.
He might be right. There is not a Game Boy, but a Game Boy Advance game of
a GBA. That's probably what he was talking about. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Darkseid says the game is dope. Darkseid, which one did you play?
Yeah, what game?
Because they came on so many different platforms. Like PS4, they came out with
a lot of games. I don't know how they're going to come up, because there's so many butts on Attack on Titan. Like,
did you have a favorite Titan? I think. Well, no, the baka spoiler. I like the armored Titan. I think that's the only thing I can say.
Look at the holy
female Titan.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's a female Titan.
The female Titan. Annie. Yeah.
It's like, well,
I think I want to get this mouse. Spoiler alert! Look at mouse pad with the Attack on Titan.
What is that? Levi?
That's cute.
Oh my God.
Is that even Levi?
Levi.
Is it Levi or Levi? I don't know.
Levi.
Okay. Yeah. Super, there's just so much going on in the
Levi
series.
All right,
like,
dude. I don't know. Okay. Let's see. Attack on Titan video games are super, super cool. Who else is playing? I'm trying to keep up with the comments right now. If you guys have played the games, please let us know what to play, because, like, I've never played. The only thing I really, really like about Attack on Titan is probably the thing that everyone hates the most, right?
What?
Is the live action film. The live action film of Attack on Titan. Everyone talks smack about, yeah. So everyone hates the live action film. But, you know, the live action film stars my favorite idol of all time. Mm-hmm. My favorite idol. Are you ready? The lovely, gorgeous Kiko Mizuhara. Kiko Mizuhara is in the Hong Kong adaptation. Yeah. Yes, Kiko Mizuhara.
She's probably the only reason.
Yeah, I actually saw the movie for a little bit. It was actually okay for, like, the graphics. I don't know. Have you guys seen the live action film? Has anybody seen it?
Yeah, I did.
I've seen it.
What do you think?
I wasn't a fan.
Okay, what do you think?
It's different, eh? They didn't derive it from the anime, so, like, I'm disappointed. The graphics is good. Yeah, good production, but the story. They made Levi and Mikasa lovers. But what?
He's invested.
They added characters, but
he's invested when he's into the love teams. You know, Ari's invested into the series when he cares about the love teams.
I just got disappointed with it.
Yeah,
and even the general, he's the colossal titan.
You got wrong.
I agree with the comic here, with the darks. The first one is okay. I mean, the setup, the introduction to the world, Ayusha. But the second one, that's where the things started to fall. Actually, I. You guys are still smiling.
Keep going, Rob. Keep going.
Actually, keep going, bro. my measurement for a good movie, if I recall the scenes, like kung marami ako naalala, I know it's a good movie. So mm-hmm. this particular film, I have so low recollection. So that Same. Means hindi siya, you know, it doesn't stick. So
yeah.
it does, it's not so good.
Yeah.
Sayang, kasi ang ganda ng production eh. Mm-hmm. Costumes are on point. Mm-hmm. The effects, okay din. Yung malaking Titan na parang baby. So, ang ganda ng effects nila doon.
Yeah, oo. Yeah. Yung ginawa diba, niya yung isang character tapos yung baby kinayan. So,
diba?
It's ganda, ang ganda.
You know that there's yeah. budget, there's funding. So, okay, yeah. I don't know what, anong naisip nila, why do they have to parang, ano, ibahin yung story. So, that's the yeah. disappointment, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Love story talaga, you know?
They changed something really. They changed a lot of things. Like they did add characters that weren't even part of the original manga or anime. And the one I didn't like the most was that they changed the fact that they rode horses. Do you guys
they
remember that?
Rode horses on the anime also.
Yeah. They rode. No. They rode horses in the anime, but in the movie, they drove trucks.
Trucks. Yeah.
Trucks. Right? I was like, yes. What is going on? What is this movie? Like, it was really like, no, you do not get to do that. Yeah. But maybe it's like an animal cruelty thing because I don't know. You can't work with
horses, trucks.
I can picture Arby's.
Right?
No. That's not the love team. That is not a love team. You don't get to do that.
How dare you?
You don't get to do that.
You get to love Levi. You get to love the character of Levi. Then it gets tandem with Mikasa. Like, what? Why did you do that?
Jolly Fancy Griff is in the building! What's up, Jolly
Fancy? Hey, Jolly.
Come on. I miss Jolly Fancy Griff. I haven't seen Jolly Fancy Griff in a while. All right, so we get to fall in love with Levi. Go ahead, Aries. What were you saying about falling in love with Levi?
It seems that they are love interest on the story.
Oh, my God. Aries,
from the movie. From the movie, but...
But Aries. Yeah, I just forgot. Let's not talk about Titan anymore. Can we talk about your Veritech fighter right behind you? What the hell? I just saw that. Oh my God! Pull it up.
Wait.
Okay.
Oh man, Rexy,
Macross is life.
Macross. Do you remember Love?
Yes, I do remember Love. And Do You Remember Love is a movie that takes place in the Macross universe. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you did. Yeah.
Best movie.
Wow.
Best movie ever. Yep. Guys, we got to do a Macross episode because I didn't know Aries was into Macross. Aries, I tell these people all the time, I don't know if they've ever seen Macross, but I tell them that Macross is the greatest anime ever made. It's like the best, like mind-blowing, guys. But Macross is the greatest anime ever made. I'm just letting you guys know.
And then your story about it when I first watched it in the Philippines, Sir Angelo.
Wait, let's save it. Let's save this for an episode, though. I'm so sorry.
Right.
We'll get back to them Titans.
I love it. Angelo totally had like a, did we just become best friends moment?
Exactly. Dude.
I have a skull leader. I'll show you my skull leader.
But nice.
It's a bootleg, but it's a bootleg of the... of the Starfire or the what's the original one from Transformers? It was the same model of planes. Busta, long story. Yeah, yes, it is a mecha, but yeah. Anyways, back to them Titans. We're gonna do a Macross episode, everyone. It's only 36. It's only 33 episodes. 33 episodes.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, only 33. And it's in English, Shania. And it's in English.
So we should watch the series first before the movie.
Okay.
The movie is an abbreviation of the series, but you gotta watch the whole series.
That's normally what they do, right? Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna bring us back on Titans, and we're gonna do that by looking at Titan asses. Right?
So we're talking about the Titans now, right? So did you guys know that the creator actually chose to model most of the very athletic Titans after actual athletes?
Like who?
Those muscles.
Yeah, martial artist Aaron's. Whoop! I didn't say that. Anyway, specifically based on Yushin Okami, who is a UFC fighter.
Oh, yeah, UFC fighter.
Yeah,
I love Yushin Okami. Yeah. He's a cool guy, dude. Yeah,
I love guy. So
yeah.
Okay.
And I think another one of the Titans were based on a WWE character. Character. I'm not sure. Wait, but let's look this
Armor?
Up. Hold up.
Big Show. Dark Side is Big Show.
It looks like Batista.
Big Show, Titan.
Batista.
Oh, pwede, no?
Favorite.
It looks like Batista.
Randy Orton, maybe. Or...
Probably.
Yeah, Randy Orton.
I'm going to
yeah.
go with Batista.
Like a... Or Chisel Dane.
I like Big Show. But none of the types, but none of the titans look like Big Show.
Little ones. Right,
titans. Go, did you guys have a favorite? To,
okay.
My favorite titan.
Yeah, Kikumi Sahara.
My favorite titan.
Kikumi Sahara is my favorite.
That's
my favorite titan was.
Yeah.
Was the what you call it the one that the homeboy? I don't want to spoil it. It's the one no, that the guy true. Turns into.
Because, there's no yeah. yeah.
You can just say armored. I think he's yeah. the armored
no,
one.
No,
right?
no, yeah. No, mini Titan. He's like smaller than everyone, but he's like Pharaoh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like yeah.
A girl.
That's,
right?
Yeah, a girl. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. They're like,
yeah he looked pretty badass. I agree. Same.
Was it Beast Titan?
That's my favorite.
Beast Titan, maybe that makes sense. With he had like the elf ears.
Yep.
And the black hair.
Beast Titan is tight. I did. Okay, this was my favorite. I did like Beast Titan because he was like hella cute.
Yeah.
Beast Titan was hella cute. I did like Beast Titan.
That's an Imba.
But why does he have his ass in front? Why is his ass in the front, dude? What is going on
that's
here?
That's not an ass.
That's a belly. Ass, dude. It's a
belly.
With a bit of ass.
What's belly?
That looks yeah. like, it looks like a belly. Looks like a belly with a bit of nuts, dude. Oh my gosh! I'm so sorry, guys. Rexy, what's your favorite Titan?
Warhammer Titan. Who's Warhammer Titan?
Warhammer Titan. She's female.
Wait, what was
yeah,
that?
Super powerful.
Oh. Yeah, she's female.
Then,
like the final season, Imba. Yeah.
Yeah.
Last season, watch it.
Look at this guy. He's like going.
The one with
look
the
at his
drones.
Attack. Wah, wah, wah.
Look at that. Baseball player, right?
Rexy, what's your favorite Titan?
Hand-to-hand combat.
He can't. Probably not.
He can't. He can. Yeah.
But he can control, right?
Yeah,
he can control the other Titans. That's OP. That's
wild.
Okay.
Were there any collabs that you guys were really interested in?
Like, no,
Attack
that's not
on Titan's been around and like it's,
I wanted
it's
to bring
just
up
been,
the thing yeah. you talked about. Yeah what was that thing you were talking about?
Yeah, so Attack on Titans decided to do a collab with Marvel and they called it what was it? It was actually written by the Marvel guys and the creator Ooh. Of Attack on Titans. It was Attack on Avengers. Ooh.
Attack
and
on
it was an action.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
I did not know
it was
about
pretty
this.
Cool.
Is this a one-off?
Yeah,
or
pretty awesome. I would like to see this like come alive in the Marvel universe. Can you imagine?
No.
That'd be so cool.
Oh my gosh, Hulk versus the Titan.
Yeah,
this is what I see.
So wild.
This looks wild. Yeah. When did this come out? When did this come out? This is so
I
crazy.
Don't know.
I should.
It's something I would definitely yeah. like. Yeah.
I could totally I picture what you call it. Yeah, Peter Parker being a dope ass ranger, right?
Yeah.
He already has the gear. He doesn't need the gear. He is the gear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call
it. Do you know what the storyline is? Do like the Titans attack New York? Or like what the hell? How does this happen?
Did they attack Avengers?
Attack on
Avengers. So
how does this happen?
So according to fandom.com, Attack on Avengers is a one-shot manga crossover between characters from Attack on Titan and Marvel Comics. Including the Armored Titan, Female Titan, and Colossal Titan from Attack on Titan Universe, and Spider-Man and the superhero teams Avengers and Guardians of the Galaxy from Marvel.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
So let's see what the overview. Titans suddenly emerge from the waters of Manhattan
cool.
and begin devouring people, causing a state of chaos. Spider-Man engages two of the smaller ones while Captain America, Black Widow, and Hawkeye fight the Armored Titan. Wow.
All Manhattan.
Captain America quickly finds out the weak point of the Titan and passes the information over to Iron Man, who joins the Hulk in his battle against the female Titan. Just as they take down their enemies, the Colossal Titan appears, but the Guardians of the Galaxy arrive as well and ask the Avengers to take a break while they fight the new threat. It's a whole thing. Yeah, but that's
that doesn't even sound fair, though. I feel like the Avengers
that's
mop up the
that's
Titan.
Too much. Viva can handle those Titans. by himself.
Imagine Darkseid. Imagine Spider-Man riding a horse.
Yeah, but like, I'm just saying, dude. It's like if these guys with like steampunk powers and mm-hmm. super large, like box cutters are basically could take on Titans. Can you imagine what like Iron Man and like Captain America could probably just like kill them all with his shield already, just slicing all the back of their necks, dude. Like,
right. It's not, and like Guardians of the Galaxy,
like wow, Rocket that's... with all of his like explosives, done.
Yeah, this does not stop it. Oh yeah. Well, so my parting thoughts on the Titans, it's on some mm-hmm. Nazi shit. That's my parting thoughts.
What?
That's all I know. Aries, can you back me up on this? It's on some genocide Nazi shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is, right? Okay.
The walls and the partition of the civilization remind
the
me.
Walls of the walls are a concentration camp, Sonia. The walls are a concentration camp.
It's a metaphor.
Build a wall.
It is though.
Trump is a titan.
It is though.
Build a wall.
Hey, kamusta? This is Ron Flakes from Usapan Retro. It's time for a quick break. For the meantime, here's some awesome shows from Podcast Network Asia. See ya!
Hi, this is Rika.
Hi, this is JC. So you like listening to podcasts?
Try listening to ours. It's called The Hala Hala Show.
Yeah, we talk about X, Y, and Z.
It's called Our Lives.
Yeah. Also, the trending topics. We talk about what's going on in the world. And we'll read some of your fan mail if you send it to us.
Ooh. I never thought that we would have fan mail.
Yeah.
But we're here with two.
Yes. It's available wherever you listen to your podcast, wherever you listen to all your favorite podcasts, to any of your Podcast Network Asia shows as well. So after listening to this one, why don't you give us a try?
Please, go listen to our show, okay?
Slurp on.
Slurpers.
I don't know how far you guys have gotten, but like during this episode, I was reading the Wikipedia, and it really is on some like... it's really on some genocide, concentration camp, biogenetic. There's definitely some
Jello!
Some bio. Jello's in the house.
Jello in the house.
Hey, Jello.
Hey.
Hey, Ron, what's your parting thoughts on the Titans?
Well, inspired parting thoughts is sure. Dedicating to you guys that stopped watching it.
Yeah. Stop.
I know, make right? A, we should. Yeah.
Do an effort to like, catch up. Maybe doesn't have to watch season one until two or three.
See, Rexy even says they wear armbands and Marley. They're dressed in the brown. They're dressed in the brown shirt outfits. And
see the point.
It's all about maybe one race trying to eradicate another race and throw them in a concentration camp.
I should.
It's on some.
I have all the gear like in my wish list. Maybe I should remove it now. I don't want to be a Nazi.
maybe there's some subliminal meaning behind the animation. Give it a try.
I'm going to watch one episode of the third season and just see how I feel. Maybe I'll take a huge Xanax.
Ron.
Yeah.
You see what Omni just said?
Patatas bato.
Don't eat me. Are you a titan? Don't eat me.
You are the king of the patatas.
Yeah, actually, the titans see people as potatoes. Eh. So, kaya nila kinakain talaga.
Totoo naman.
Ang weird nila, no? Kasi they don't poop. The titan don't poop. Once they eat you, then...
That's
you,
it.
Yeah,
Where
does
the shit go? We
want to
know.
Yeah. No extinction, right?
The shit. No, we want to know.
That's the mystery.
Sonia,
what's your parting thoughts on them Titans?
My parting thoughts. I absolutely love the Titans. I love this series. I will watch the third. I will try to watch the first episode of the third season after this, just to kind of see how I feel about it. If I don't respond in an hour, you guys send help. and I absolutely love what comes out. Like,
darker.
There's just, the fan base of this series is just like wild. Like, there's so many videos out there, like TikTok videos, cosplays, all kinds of stuff, which is super fun. And anyone who hasn't picked up the series yet, get on it because be prepared. Don't get attached to any. Don't get attached to anyone. that is all.
you'll be surprised on the final season, Sanya.
Okay.
It's really dark. Yeah.
Nice.
The final season.
Yeah. Rexy, I haven't brought myself to read the leaked manga pages because I wanna be surprised. I wanna be surprised. I was surprised the entire time through season one to season two. It's like you just don't see it coming. You're just like, what?
Yeah.
What is that? Like you're just like screaming.
Every episode.
Yeah. It's intense.
I was like, dude, like what do humans taste like to Titans? That's all. That was just like, they really love eating these human things. What do they taste
they
like?
They eat them raw. Wow, they don't even prepare them in any way. Scoop them up and just.
All right, guys, let's move on to our next segment. Talk nerdy to me, and this is the one that everybody wants to stick around for because this is where we give out the coins, everyone. This is where we're giving out coins. You could actually win some coins by telling us right here in the comment box. By telling us what a Pinoy Titan would do.
Titan is Pinoy when.
Yeah.
Finish the sentence.
Blank. Okay, so we went on social media and we did ask some questions. We're gonna give out some coins. Let's figure out. Who deserves some coins? I think here's an example of what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Right. You know what Titan is Pinoy when he's coming at you with a giant wooden spoon and fork from your Lola's house. Right. Very funny. And then hold on, there's another one, right? You know a Titan is Pinoy. You know a Titan is Pinoy when he dips people in toyo, patis, and calamansi in sili before he eats them.
We were just talking about
that. He's so sawan.
Here's my other one. You know a Titan is Pinoy when you can see his ass crack and he's not even bending over. I guess that's pretty much all Titans.
That's all Titans
already.
All right, let's get so guys, comment on the box. We're gonna give a couple of people 5,000 coins from social media. But if you're here, just tell us your funniest Pinoy Titan thing. Which one do you want to pull up, Sonia? Let's is Katsi even on Kumu?
She is. Yeah, I have her. Yes. Yeah. I love this one. You know a Titan is Pinoy when he hits people with his fist. He pants it.
I love this one. DJ Katsuli. Let's not give her coins.
She's on Kumu. She's on Kumu.
Is she? Okay. Let's.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Let's give Katsuli
that's
some.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Katsuli. Somebody write down Katsuli. Sonia, Ron, whoever has a pen, write down Katsuli. We're giving some points. Cindy Keith in the house. Sinopa, let's see. We have who else answered? Aries.
Oh, yeah.
You can't win, Aries.
That's the answer.
Yeah. Actually, Aries, let's just make it.
So
Aries, you win 5,000 coins. You know what I did?
It's the noise
when you smile to avoid the pahiya
moments. Yeah, that kind of smile.
I love that one.
Aries wins 5,000 coins.
Yay!
You guys gotta read Rexy's. Rexy's got a good one.
What did you say?
Right in the comment box. He said, you know what Titan is Pinoy because it is too big.
Because it is too big. Okay, Rexy gets 5,000 coins.
Rexy gets 5,000 coins.
Come on, Dark Side. I know you got one. Let's keep it going. Let's see, Patrick Rosari.
I love Patrick Rizzari, you
know a Titan is Pinoy when he points at his enemy like this.
Yeah. Demonstrate.
You know.
Dun. So good. Let's see. Yeah, I don't. Ray. Okay. I think Ron, you're gonna have to translate what Ray said. I don't know what the mic is. And again,
when he uses mic makes this milk powder na nabibili sa sari-sari store when we're nung bata pa tayo. Maris knows this.
Do you take it with straw?
Yeah, with straw.
Pero I don't think a Titan would do that, though. You know what Titan is Pinoy when he goes home from a party and he asks for extra large bag to bring home.
This is so true.
Sonia, how many winners do we have so far? Are we at three or four?
We have three winners. We have three.
So we had Ari, Katsy and Rexy.
Katsy, right? And Rexy, yeah.
Okay.
Rexy.
So we get two more.
Do you have James? I think James's was really good. James had a good one.
Where was
Can
this?
You find
at?
It?
Is it this one?
No, no.
That's actually
no.
pretty good, though.
I like this one. This Dark Side wins.
This one. Dark Side. Dark Side.
You know what Side did is Pinoy when he's wearing chinelas.
Beach walk.
That's definitely worth $5 coins. That's
but on the flip side, oh, you know,
free Archer boy. You know what I did, Spinoy, when you asked for only rice? That's true. Okay, hold on.
Let's get
to the other ones. We got Top D's on when eats people. Oh, he eats people with a side of rice. Only rice.
Yeah, only okay, rice.
All right, we got to decide if Green Archer Boy or Toph. Who else do we have? We have Rish. I don't know. This read it out loud. Read it out loud. Ron Flakes, you got to read it.
When he was provoked to fight because someone told him, sige nga, hawakan mo nga sa tenga. You know, sa school, madalas yan eh, sa mga estudyante. Para siyang provoke, ano, when you provoke this.
Angasan.
Angasan, ganyan. So that's what they say.
I don't know, guys. You guys vote on who gets the last one.
Angelo can't relate.
Si James, maganda yung kay James. He was
Nasaan
like, you know,
James?
Where's James?
Nga eh, di ko mahanap eh. But it's there.
Where?
It's
Wala.
There. And he said, you know, you know the Titan is Pinoy when nag-iiwan ng tao ng isa.
Oh yeah!
Yeah, that one. That's
Filipino
so
piece.
This is good.
Yeah, we gotta put that one.
Yung hiya piece.
When
he leaves one person.
You know what Titan is Pinoy when he eats everyone but leaves one person?
One piece, yeah.
Okay.
See,
James, now you don't know. You, James. I think that's the five people right there, right?
That's the five people right there, yeah.
Did you write it down? We have James.
Yes, I got it.
Okay, cool. Guys, that's it. We only give 25,000 coins and then 5,000 coins to each people. But if you guys if you guys want to participate in this, just be sure to join the Usap and Retro Facebook group and our Facebook page. We post these there, and then we're gonna post our Usap and Retro community barcode. Be sure to add us on the Usap and Retro community inside of Kumu. We're gonna be doing some fun games and stuff like challenges like this. Yeah. So I think that's it. Aries, what do you think of running the show? Are you having a good time? Was this fun? How was your OJT day?
Fun. Very much fun.
Super fun.
Wait, there's some videos.
We have videos. Did you guys upload those?
Yeah. Go ahead. Go walk through it.
For closing, right? Sure.
Go, Sonia. Okay, we're gonna talk about Sonia, which one do you want to talk about first? These are your bids, right?
Okay, so we could talk about... Okay, so I got all of these off of TikTok. We can talk about the one with Godzilla. Or the one with the wall. It is so good. That's actually Prince de Guzman, who's actually here on Kumu as well.
That's
like,
Prince!
Cosplayer. No. That's Prince, So there's so many of these, like, really funny, really amazing, like, transformations or transition videos, cosplays. Like, we have another one here of a guy on the wall.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah. Ready? You ready for this one? This one's actually really good.
Great. Hey,
turn me up some more.
Ang galing! Tapos may hanger. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He was in a hanger and is like in the back.
Shout out to hanger.
Actually really, really creative. The last one is my favorite though. Like, I've never seen anything like this before. This needs no introduction. There's a cat. People just like... It is so cool. I'm so cute. I cannot.
That
song might have been the greatest thing I've seen like this year.
Right?
The coolest thing I've seen. Oh, man. Oh, we forgot to write these down in our segments. We got to put these things on our segments.
Next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Sonia, cut and paste these because once we end the stream, these things go away.
I actually took a screenshot. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Cool. All right. Yeah. I guess that brings us to the closing of our first episode. Be sure to check out. Hey, Begs. Be sure to check us out on Spotify and on YouTube. Also, catch the live streams every Saturday at 5 p.m. Aris, I need you to read this before we read the bottom. Read the bottom before we sign out. Okay. Do you see the bottom? Ready?
The scrolling.
Go, yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia, and we are powered by Podmetrics.
Podmetrics!
Yay!
Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Whoever won the coins, you'll get them probably by Monday. Everybody, enjoy your weekend, and thank you for joining us. Be sure to join the USAP and Retro community. We'll post the barcode. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Happy weekend.
Bye. Happy weekend.
Wash your hands.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.